From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, reports of another mass kidnapping, and this time American civilians are among those abducted. It happened yesterday on the road from Kuwait to the Shiite city of Nasiriya. A convoy of nearly 50 vehicles was stopped at a checkpoint by men wearing police uniforms and attacked by gunmen. NPR's Jamie Terabe reports from Baghdad.
The ambush was audacious. Four Americans and an Austrian were among those taken. As the U.S. and British military forces swept the area, the governor of the southern province of Basra announced that two of the five foreigners had been found by Iraqi police, but he wouldn't reveal their nationalities. Nine South Asians were also kidnapped in the initial attack, but according to Iraqi officials in the south, they were released unharmed. The gunmen made off with 19 trucks. The contractors all worked for Crescent Security Group, a Kuwait-based private company that provides escorts for convoys. The highway, dubbed Route Tampa by the U.S. military, is one of the main supply routes for coalition forces in Iraq. It's also one of the most dangerous, renowned for highway banditry. Coalition forces transferred control of the area where the attack occurred to Iraqi forces in September. A U.S. embassy official says the convoy stopped at a checkpoint operated by men dressed in police uniforms, who then attacked and seized the hostages. This was the third mass kidnapping in Iraq in less than a week. On Saturday, gunmen abducted about 50 Shiites traveling south from Baghdad. Then, on Tuesday, gunmen also in police uniform stormed a higher education ministry office in central Baghdad and kidnapped at least 50 people, most of whom were later released. Iraq's government has promised to take action against the kidnappers, but it has yet to really move against any of the militias that are responsible for much of the everyday violence here. Late yesterday, the Shiite-dominated government issued an arrest warrant for one of Iraq's leading Sunni figures. Harith al-Dari is the head of the influential Association of Muslim Scholars. The Interior Minister said Dari was wanted for inciting terrorism and violence. The Sunni cleric has publicly voiced support for Iraq's insurgents while mocking the Shiite-led government's reconciliation plan. The arrest warrant prompted demands from some Sunni politicians for the government to resign. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.